At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is John Hines. In another of the podcasts, Hines Reads, and a chance for me to chat with some special guests. And this is no exception. I'm John Hines, your host. And yeah, I do read. As a matter of fact, guest today on the podcast is Claire McIntosh. I first crossed paths with Claire, when the book Let Me Lie came out. And it was just an exciting, thrilling book. And Claire, first of all, welcome to the podcast here. Thank you so much for being on. We're going to talk about After the End in just a moment, but I want to go back a bit because you know what happens when I read a book like Let Me Lie, then I have to go back because it was so enjoyable and read the other books that are, you know, that were prior to that one. I Let You Go and I See You, and I See You was just absolutely a creepy, creepy story, by the way. So
thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about something, though, that's completely different and different than anything I've read, Claire. After the End. You tell me if I'm getting into an area where I'm giving too much away, but it's about Pip and Max, an adorable, loving couple, so deeply in love with each other, which I think is just, it resonates throughout the book, even in tough times. And they're the parent of a critically ill child who is now closing in on 3 years old. And what can we share from here now? Because this book, After the End, looks so much at the way their lives became strained, especially when they decided to go into different directions.
Yes, it's what I wanted to do with After the End was look at a couple who love each other so much, but who love their son more. And I think it's something that struck me when I had children, that suddenly my partner, my husband, was no longer the most important person in my life. My love for him hadn't diminished, but suddenly there were children who for whom I would lay down my life. And of course, if you want different things for those children, you're inevitably it's going to push you apart. And so Max and Pip want very different things for Dylan, who is critically ill, and ultimately the hospital and the legal framework have to be there to make that decision for them.
Yeah, whether or not to continue, and this, you know, you write with such great description, not only of the ward, the children's ward at PICU, at the pediatric intensive care unit, but and how did you write it very early on in the book? And I marked it, it's like Dylan was one of dozens of children bearing the wounds of a war not yet won. one. And that just kind of sets the stage for everything that is to come until changes set in. It's absolutely such a strong and such a great descriptor because, you know, Max travels and loves nothing more than to get home and get home to Dylan and recounts his time when Dylan was a healthy, I don't know, say a 2-year-old or a 14-month-old or whatever. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so they so Max is American. He's from Chicago, and as you say, travels a lot. But they've made a fantastic home in the UK, and that they're a very happy family unit. They are presented with this horrific decision to make: should they keep their son on intensive care, or should they let him die? And Max feels very strongly, passionately, that any life, whatever the quality of that life, is worth living, and he will fight to keep Dylan alive. He wants to take him to America for pioneering a treatment that may extend his life.
It may not extend his life, but it doesn't sound like the whole concept, the whole idea, the battle back and forth that starts to wage between Pip and Max is the fact that this treatment might extend his life, but what quality of life? And this is where...
Absolutely.
This is the question I think that so many people have to, you know, go through this, and I cannot imagine, you know, the whole time I'm reading this, I'm thinking about the fact that my sons are adults now, and they got beyond this, and I'm so happy I don't have that fear of what's coming around the next corner here. And having spent places in my life at places like St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, which works so closely with pediatric cancers, but all kinds of traumatic pediatric illnesses. But it's none of this was strange to me.
I was, when I wrote After the End, I was writing from a very personal place. So I spent 4 months in neonatal intensive care when my twin sons were born, and one of my sons became very profoundly ill after meningitis. He had a brain hemorrhage that left him profoundly disabled, and we were asked to make this choice that Pip and Max have to make in the book. It is the darkest, just the worst part of my life, and I remember asking the doctor then, what happens if we don't agree? Because my husband and I disagreed on all sorts of things that didn't matter, you know, like most married couples, and here was something that really mattered. And she said, you have to. The alternative is unthinkable. And what I wanted to write about was that unthinkable.
Yeah, and that must have been, I mean, I, the whole time, I didn't know any of this until I got to From the Author. And I can hear that physician saying, you have to. You have to agree on a course of treatment, because otherwise, what happens in that case is what happened to Pip and Max.
Yeah. There have been lots of high-profile cases in the UK that I know have made headlines around the world, Charlie Gard and Alfie Evans, where the parents wanted to fight for those children's lives, and in fact, in both cases, wanted to take them to other countries for more treatment, and the medical staff were saying, no, this is enough now, you need to let this child die. And those cases went to court, and I remember watching the news and thinking how horrific that not only did they have to go through this awful personal tragedy, but they had to do it in the public eye. And in After the End, Pip and Max have to deal with that as well. They have to deal with the intrusion of the press and the way that everyone feels they have a view, that they have a right to have a view on what should happen, even though they don't have the facts at all.
Well, that was the most devastating part going along, and especially as Pip becomes attacked and thing. But there's where the book changes, and this is what It took me just a moment. I think it was chapter 25 to wait and go,
yeah.
Oh, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Now there are, it's very clever, Claire, my guest, Claire McIntosh.
Thank you. I mean, readers of my crime fiction will know that I love surprises. I like a good twist, and this is a twist of a slightly different kind. But it's one actually that we can talk about. It doesn't spoil the novel for anyone. We reach a point in the novel where there is what I call a sliding doors moment.
From the film,
of course, where we follow two different paths. And that was really important to me because from a personal point of view, I wanted to explore some of the what-ifs that have haunted me over the last 12 years. But I also wanted to show people that whatever direction you take in life, and sometimes the decisions we make aren't on the face of it as horrific or as life-changing as this, but nevertheless, they have the potential to change your life. Whichever path you take, there is light at the end. There is a new life. There's a new way of being happy.
Well, there's one of the most poignant moments in the book was when the judge issues a ruling. And again, we're talking about divergent paths here. And you reference oftentimes the road less taken. But going along that line, when I can just hear the hiss in the courtroom where Max says to Pip, "You made this happen." And I just thought, oh, my God. I mean, you might as well have just actually, her next line was what? A kick to my guts when I'm already down. And it's like it'd be like just like being punched in the stomach to have someone who loved you that much turn on you that viciously. I just think that's amazing.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it? But you can see how love can turn to hate like that when you're fighting for what you passionately think is right for your child. And in the heat of the moment, all that emotion, all that love and grief, and it is turned on someone that you loved and perhaps do still love, but it's buried underneath all this hate.
I also enjoy the part in the book that and you talk about how, you know, you can still have lives after something like this, but the fact that it didn't come instantly for either Max or Pip, that that, you know, they found lives, you know, down the road, but it didn't happen instantly. I guess that's the best way to say it.
No, and it doesn't, does it? If, you know, anyone who's listening, who's lost someone, will know that the road to recovery after grief is a long one, and it affects everyone in different ways. And one of the things that I enjoyed exploring in this novel was how differently people grieve and also how differently they look versus how they're feeling. And Max in particular, I think it's interesting how men grieve, because we as a society aren't very comfortable with men showing their emotions. I think we're getting better, but we've got a long way to come. And so sometimes Max can come across as belligerent, angry almost, whereas inside he's broken.
Oh, yeah. There's no disguising the fact that Max frequently hangs his head and cries. You can't hide that. I thoroughly enjoy the book. Again, it's called After the End. It's by Claire McIntosh. Have you heard from people who have been through this yet? I mean, I wonder if this would just be a great a touchstone for people who have to actually deal with situations like this.
I've had a number of emails from readers who have shared very similar experiences, either in relation to somebody's life, and occasionally it's been a child, sometimes it's been an older person where they've had to make that decision, sometimes it's been a loved pet that they felt they needed to do what was kindest for that particular animal, but also from people who have made other decisions to whether they should. One woman wrote to me and said, Years ago, I had to make a decision about whether to take a job in Australia and, you know, change my life. And reading your novel brought back that decision-making process and the way that I had to imagine what life was going to be like if I went down that path versus the other path. So I think it's a novel that will hopefully encourage people to think about those sliding door moments of their own.
Yeah, indeed. Again, this is a great follow-up to Let Me Lie, which is how I came to get to know Claire McIntosh. And then I went out and bought the two previous books because I loved that one so much. So if you're looking for a good thriller for yet the summer months here, Claire McIntosh, Let Me Lie. Are you going to get back to thrillers? Just quickly before we run off the clock here.
I think a good story is a good story, so I will write the book and worry about the genre afterwards.
Okay. Whatever comes to you. Hey, well, thank you so much for the visit. I look forward to visiting with you again down the road less taken here. After the End, a novel by Claire McIntosh, and this is the Heinz Reads podcast. Have a great journey with this book. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, John. Thank you.
Bye.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.